Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2148, and I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. And with that, I'm sure you're excited to hear today's question, so let's jump right in as we optimize your life. Now, today's question came via email, and it's super brief, but still super important. Amber writes, "How much water should you drink?" Thank you for taking the time to send in your question, Amber. Way back on episode 1351, I talked about some of the fancy body weight scales that are available now. These scales are so advanced that in addition to telling us how much we weigh, it will calculate our body mass index, or BMI, tell us our body fat percentage, how much lean mass we're carrying on our bodies, meaning how much muscle we have, and tell us about our body water percentage. Do we really need all this information, especially the information about body water percentage? When it comes to that specifically, I would file body water percentage in the don't pay too much attention section. This is because knowing our body water percentage doesn't provide us with information that's all that useful. The exception to this would be someone that's maybe under critical care in a hospital. But for those of us that are otherwise healthy and want to know if we're adequately hydrated, it's really not that helpful. That's because there are other more accurate ways to determine whether we're dehydrated. For example, there are blood tests we could look at. One lab test looks at how much sodium your body is holding on to. This actually can help determine a person's hydration status. Now, I've sort of modified my language here. I don't know if you caught it. I went from talking about water percentage to hydration status. If we think about these two concepts, water percentage and hydration status, they're technically different. To hydrate the body, we could drink water, or a sports drink, or juice, or coffee, or tea, or drink some soup, or eat Jell-O, or pudding. The list goes on and on. Believe it or not, all of these count towards our fluid intake for the day. But Amber, you asked about how much water to consume each day. So if we're discussing strictly water consumption, then that's a different story. There's actually an ongoing debate within the scientific community about how much actual water, not just fluids, but water we should consume each day. The Institute of Medicine went on record saying that they found it difficult to provide recommendations for water intake because overall hydration status may be most important, not just actual water intake. But since the Institute of Medicine kept getting pressured to make a recommendation, they determined that consuming between 2.5 to 3.5 liters of water per day is best for otherwise healthy adults. Those that were identified as female at birth probably need closer to 2.5 liters of water per day, whereas those identified as male at birth probably need closer to 3.5 liters of water per day. Now, here's where it gets even trickier, and this is why the Institute of Medicine is having a hard time getting pinned down on water recommendations. What happens when the weather gets warmer or colder, or someone's an athlete, or someone spends all day on their feet as part of their job, or spends all day in the sun, and so on? Their water needs will change. So beyond getting blood tests to determine whether you're hydrated or not, or measuring all of your water intake, the best way to know whether you're consuming enough total fluids per day, not just water intake, would be to look at the color of your urine. This is one of the best ways to determine hydration status. If your urine is a pale lemonade color, then you're adequately hydrated. If the urine is darker than that, you're probably dehydrated. The darker the urine, the more dehydrated you are. If your urine is clear, you may think it's a good thing, but you're actually overhydrating at that point, meaning you're probably consuming too much fluid. And if you consume too much fluid for longer periods of time, you're actually excreting vitamins and maybe even minerals. Oh, and to come back full circle, if someone does happen to have one of those really fancy body weight scales at home that measures body water percentage, I would ignore that and stick to looking at urine color instead to know whether you're adequately hydrated. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Thank you again for taking the time to send in your question, Amber. Now, if you want to send in a question to be answered right here on the show, you'll get a copy of our hardcover Optimal Living Daily Workbook shipped to you if you're in the U.S. If you're outside of the U.S., we'll email you a digital copy. Remember, you can email a question to health@oldpodcast.com, or if you want to hear your own voice on the podcast, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in, or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you again for doing that. Answering your questions is my favorite part of the show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.